Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayton Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayton Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, X, Instagram, and TikTok. And subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. Now, let's get into the show.
We're going to talk about some high school football stuff at 12:15. With some interesting stuff to do with the ratings. If you're a high school football coach, high school football, you got to listen to this. We're going to talk about that at 12:15. But we got to get to, and we'll talk more Padres in the 1 o'clock hour. We're going to do some deadline stuff and recap the first half of the season, everything like that. And whatever we don't get to, we'll table for tomorrow. We're already an hour into the show. We got 2 hours left. Can't believe it. If you missed the roundtable today, that happened between 10 and 11, sponsored by Roundtable Pizza, you can re-listen to it at, what time do we do it, 5? Is that what time they do it on Gwen and Chris? I think it's 5.
Yes, 5 o'clock. It's their last hour.
Re-aired live at 5. You can also find it on our podcast page, Brayton Suprenant Show. Look for it wherever you get your podcasts. You can also re-watch it on YouTube.
You know what else it is today? It is a Padre off day today, which means it is a Scraby Show on day.
Wow.
So Scraby Show coming to you after the roundtable.
Yes. So we were gonna talk about the high school football stuff at noon. It's getting tabled to 12:15 because we have had some news today about the Pac-12. The Mountain Pack. The Pac West.
I think Pac West rolls off the tongue a little bit easier.
Pac West might be a Division II conference. So maybe we can't say Pac West.
Also kind of doubles up the name, too. Pacific West. It's kind of the
12 Mountain.
Mountain 12.
Let's make it as dumb as possible. Because some of the arguments I hear about this glazing of that, and that's what this is. I think here's the deal.
Just call it the state
glazing.
West.
The glazing from the Boise State, Fresno State, Colorado State, Gonzaga, San Diego State, Utah State, Washington State. I mean, there's so many states. The only one that's not a state is Gonzaga. It's all the state schools. Washington State, Oregon State, Boise State, Fresno State, Utah State, San Diego State, Colorado State, Gonzaga, and now Texas State. Pete Thamel reporting, sources, Texas State officials have informed the Sun Belt that they're expecting an offer from the Pac-12 in the near future. The talks between Texas State and the Pac-12 have intensified in the last 24 hours. A formal offer from the Pac-12 to Texas State has yet to be delivered, but is anticipated soon. Pac-12 officials have also alerted the Sun Belt of the talks with Texas State, which has been the heavy favorite to join the league for months. An offer has been expected this week because Texas State's exit fee to join the Pac-12 for 2026 doubles from $5 million to $10 million on July 1st. Texas State would become the league's eighth football member. There'd be nine, including Gonzaga overall, who's joining in all the other sports besides football. They don't have a football team. The Pac-12 needs an eighth member for football for 2026, which is the minimum for an FBS league. All right. The glazing of this conference from people that are fans of these particular schools or alumni of these particular schools is utterly ridiculous. And I want to say this first. Okay? Do I think San Diego State being in this particular glorified Mountain West is better than staying in the traditional Mountain West that they just left? Do I think it's better? Yes, I do. It is better than that. Especially since Boise State moved over and Colorado State moved over and Utah State moved over, Fresno State moved over. Yes, I agree. It is better than that. Are they going to get slightly more money than they did in the Mountain West? Yes, I would say so. But here's where I'm tired of the glazing. Stop trying to tell me this is a power conference, because it is not. I don't even think, in football specifically, now, basketball is not bad with basically San Diego State and Gonzaga. I mean, that's reality what it is. Like, Utah State's good. They've been pretty good. Colorado State's been pretty good, right? Fresno State's awful. They're awful in basketball. Boise State, the last couple of seasons, been good. Texas State's not very good at basketball. It kind of knocks you there. It's not a bad basketball conference. You essentially lopped off the bottom half of the Mountain West and took the top half, paired them with the two worst teams from the Pac-12, and added a school from the Sun Belt with a West Coast Conference team mixed in. But here's where the glazing needs to stop. Stop trying to tell me they're the fifth best football conference. They're not. Oh, Boise State was in the playoff. Boise State. Yeah, Boise State's really good. Nobody else in that conference really is. I would argue that the Mountain West and the American Athletic Conference are relatively the same in football. Is that a hot take, Frank? Is that a hot take?
Not at all.
I mean, Army last year went 12-2. If Army plays San Diego State last year, who wins? Army! The American Conference has Army, Tulane, Memphis, Navy, East Carolina, South Florida, UTSA, Charlotte, North Texas, Rice, Temple, UAB, Florida Atlantic, and Tulsa. I think that is a better football conference than Washington State, Oregon State, Utah State, Colorado State, San Diego State, Fresno State, Texas State. I don't think it's that big of a... That's not a lot of change there. I would take the American Conference probably in football. It's not a power conference. So the glazing that, like, this is all phenomenal is just, it falls on deaf ears with me. Oh, well, we added a program from the state of Texas. That's now a recruiting market for us. What are you talking about? Texas State has been better in football. They've been pretty decent in the Sun Belt. They've had some pretty good years the last couple of years. But don't tell me, like, getting Texas State in San Marcos. It's spelled San Marcos. They call it San Marcos. Don't tell me that's going to like bring eyeballs to your conference. Same thing with like UTSA. San Antonio does not care that much about UTSA. They really don't. What two schools, Frank, does San Antonio probably care about when it comes to college football?
That'd be the University of Texas San Antonio. UTSA Roadrunners would probably be one of them.
No, not even that. What two teams in the state of Texas does San Antonio pay attention to more?
probably going to make me say the Texans and Cowboys, right?
No. The two big schools. It's Texas and it's A&M.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
That's it. That's it. They don't care about UTSA playing the Alamo Dome. They especially don't care about Texas State. I mean, I've spent time there. They don't care about those small private schools either. That was like one of the big time. Oh, you know, if we add TCU, we add SMU, they're going to take the Dallas market. The hell they are. Nobody in Dallas watches TCU or SMU football. You think they got the Dallas Cowboys. You think they're watching SMU or TCU? They're not watching SMU or TCU football. Oh, look. The purple school down the street's pretty good. Let me flip it on for a couple minutes. They're not into it. They don't care. Think they care about Baylor? They don't care about Baylor. They barely care about Texas Tech and Houston. That is strictly a state that is Texas and Texas A&M. Everybody that grows up in that state either picks one or the other. And if they're lucky enough to get into those schools, we'll stick with those schools. If not, they go to other places in Texas. And guess what? They still root for those teams. I see it all the time. There were so many students that I was like at TCU. They wear Texas stuff all the time. Same thing with A&M. Because they grew up a fan of those schools. And then it's like they actually talked about those schools more than anybody else. But nobody cares about college football in Texas aside from the alumni of those schools. Maybe. But the state of Texas, that's Texas and Texas A&M. Adding Texas State ain't winning you the state. It's not giving you the TV numbers either. So you look at this deal. It's slightly better than Mountain West. It's not astronomically better. You're getting a slight bump in payouts from TV. But the exposure and the TV contract is relatively the same deal that you had in the Mountain West. So are you better off a little bit? Yeah, you're slightly better off in this makeshift Mountain West. But you can't tell me it's a power conference. And you can't tell me that it's like this huge deal when it's not. Stop trying to slap lipstick on a pig and try to tell me it's great. It's not. It's not great. It's okay. It's like borderline mediocre. It's not great. We talked about it before. How does San Diego State get more people at their games? Now, right now, again, it's not like San Diego State had a choice to an extent. It's not like they went out. It's not like tomorrow they could go, you know what? We are going to join the Big 12. Let's be real here. Let's be real. I think they had a slight opportunity. I think they could have put more apples into trying to make that opportunity happen, but it was still a pipe dream. The reality is they have to try to get out of this situation. They basically just took a slight step forward, and then all their buddies came with them, and then they're looking around like, we can't escape these guys. San Diego State can't escape these schools. They've been with these schools for so long. They left the WAC. They start the Mountain West. And guess what? Half the WAC joins them in the Mountain West. San Diego State makes the first leap with Boise State to go to the Pac-12. Thinking that everybody was going to stay. Hey, we're going to leave all of you guys behind again. And guess what? They always came right back with them. They can't escape these schools. They can't escape them. And until they make that big jump, it's going to be the same. They already don't do the whole Saturday needs to be a party in San Diego. Don't do that. Team needs to be exciting. I do believe in Sean Lewis. I think the team will be better this year. Team needs to be exciting. They were not last year. Team needs to be good. They were not last year. What's going to get people to go to the stadium? Getting better teams in there. So trying to join a different conference. I don't know about you, but all the teams that we talked about before being boring draws are all the same teams that are coming to town in this new conference. Oh, Texas State's coming. Sick. We get to play Texas State. The Bobcats. Maybe San Diego State and Texas State can argue how to pronounce San Marcos. Maybe that could be the rivalry. We have a San Marcos. You live in San Marcos. It's dumb. Washington State's a slight draw because they used to play UCLA all the time and USC. Now they don't. Now their logo is just kind of cool. Same thing with Oregon State. The draws are slightly better, but it's not much better. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. I know Kevin's got to weigh in on this. About the Aztecs. What's up, OG? Kevin in Chula Vista.
Mr. Braden, anything I can do to keep you entertained and throughout the week, I'm all for it. You got 20 hours a week to kill on the radio, so I'm happy to be here to make you feel better. Having laughed that off, I'm with you on this whole debacle that continues to be foisted upon the public here relative to this so-called Pac-12. They're not a pack anything. And you're absolutely spot on in the analysis of it's a lateral move, basically, is the best that they could come up with. And still, there's no rivalry here out of any of these teams. That's what San Diego State has lacked forever and has been complained about. There's no rivalry school here. So you've lost that opportunity. The money, it's a lateral move, as you pointed out. This whole Texas State thing, basically it's Texas State because there's no other school west of the Mississippi that has any inclination or desire to be part of what is a debacle. And if they would go back and just be honest and rebrand this conference, change the name, be accurate on it, instead of trying to be the pretend people that they are, it is what it is. It's basically a house of cards, and it's not going to do well. You know, and one of the reasons I don't go to the games, and we don't talk about this enough, people bitch about baseball being long. When's the last time you've gotten out of a football game, be it pro or college, in under 4 hours? Because every time you turn around, it's a TV timeout, or they're timeouting for instant replay or some other damn thing. So, you know, people don't have the luxury of sitting 4 or 5 hours in a stadium. They just don't in this day and age. And it applies to football as much as it does to baseball. And they need to get a hold of this as well within the college football ranks. Look, if they need to take a TV timeout, Braden, why can't they do a split screen like they do with other sports? I don't understand this. So, you know, there's all sorts of things that they could do, but they won't in terms of making this a more enjoyable product. One last thing, just because you were talking about soccer. Where are all these 35,000 people that go to these games? You never hear them call up your show. You don't hear them calling up the flagship at all. They have great announcers for the broadcast, but yet there's no interest shown outside of the games. These people, Braden, they go to the game, and what happens? They go back into hiding? Are they in witness protection or what? I don't get it. You tell me.
I don't know, Kevin. I mean, it's hard when you're talking about the Padres all the time to come in and flip it to something else. I understand that to an extent. I mean, we do, you know, we talk about them probably once a week. I just don't, you know, I don't see the, you know, all over the place. It's just, it is what it is. It's hard to compete with the Padres in town. It's just, it is. That's the reality of the situation. College football games are long. I went to the Tennessee-Alabama game in 2022. That game was like 5 hours long. It's exciting. It's Tennessee and it's Alabama. I don't want to spend 5 hours of my Saturday watching San Diego State play Colorado State. I don't care. It's not. And you know what I especially don't want to do? I especially don't want to pay $120 that I paid for Tennessee-Alabama in order to watch San Diego State play Colorado State. That is not a $120 product. That is like a $10 product. That's also part of the problem. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We got some high school football news we got to pass along. There's a lot of coaches that want to weigh in on this as well. And we'll talk about that when we come back. It's something to do with the San Diego section having a dispute with the rating system in town. We're going to quickly talk about it and get back to Padres coverage. How do the Padres do in the first half of the season? First half finishes tomorrow. The first game in Cincinnati is game 81. We'll talk about that as well, what Mike Schilt said when we come back on the Brayton Soprenet Show on San Diego's Home Sports Station 97 through the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I lit up the group chat that I'm part of. There's two Aztecs in there. And a Washington State guy. And they're just like, you're just being a hater. This is ridiculous. We're so much better than the American. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then the two alumni or fans of other schools. My buddy's a Penn State fan, Power 5 program. I went to TCU, Power 5 program. Just looking at it from the outside perspective, going like, it does nothing for me. We were talking about this off air. You know, Kevin and Chula Vista, which he always incites people because it's always negative for some people, even though this is a lot of reality. It's a lateral move. We don't even know if it's a lateral move. It might just be a rebrand. What is that meme where it's the sun or like something important? We're going to put the Pac-12 logo on that. And then we're going to put the San Diego State logo on. The guy's like reaching for it. He's like, ah, I'm so close. And then you flip to the next frame, and he's trying to reach for it, and he's getting held back by this bigger being, and he's got a smile on his face, and then the guy looks nervous. And that has all the logos of the Mountain West schools that San Diego State has tried to avoid twice now. Ah! Come on, man. Come on. I can't do it. And again, I'm not saying it was a bad decision. I'm not saying they're not better off than they were before. All I'm saying is tone down the expectations thinking you're a power conference when you're not making power money and you don't have eyeballs on your games and you have the same media deal as the Mountain West did when you were in the Mountain West and the matchups aren't very good. It's literally the same thing. It's literally the same thing. It's hilarious. Hilarious. You know what also is hilarious? We have a little bit of time for this. I teased it in the Coach's Corner on Facebook for all the high school football coaches out there. It's important. And when we're talking about high school football on this show, I had CBS, he's like, CBS Sports Network's now on DirecTV. I've had CBS Sports Network the whole time. That's not a mover or a shaker when it comes to football games for college football.
Yeah, Paramount Plus, you have CBS Sports Network.
You do. But if the Mountain West is playing on CBS Sports Network, that means there's a better game on ESPN probably at noon or 12:30 or whatever the times are at the West Coast that I forget about. I will gladly pay $120 for Texas and Tennessee. I will not pay $120 to watch San Diego State play Idaho State in a non-conference matchup. I will not do that. I will absolutely not do that. Okay, here's the deal with the San Diego section when it comes to stuff. So anybody that knows in high school football, we're going to talk more about this in the fall, but I kind of want to tease it because there is a rating system. I'm going to talk to Frank like he just doesn't know, right? And I don't think maybe you do.
Because I don't know.
So there's a rating system for high school football in Sandy that they use. Mm-hmm. It's called CalPreps.com. It was started by this guy named Ned Freeman. So Ned Freeman came up with this rating system. It's called the Freedom Ratings. The Freeman Ratings.
Okay.
Max Preps bought the Freeman Ratings. So when you look at Max Preps, you see the rating system. They use Ned's.
Yeah. Okay.
And they pull from CalPreps.com. Mm-hmm. So Ned came up with all this. Now, he originally came up for this, not for high school, but for, you know, trying to find the best bets in college and NFL and all that stuff.
As you normally do.
Nobody makes anything unless it's for money. He's not doing this out of the kindness of his heart. So Ned Freeman came up with this formula to determine how good a team is. He keeps that formula. Now, he gets paid by Max Preps for all the states that use it, whatever it is. So there's a way that he gets paid to fund his website, CalPreps.com, which he has now changed because it's so popular into HighSchoolRatings.com, HSRatings.com. So this rating system rates every single team in the country. Every single high school football team in the country is ranked from one all the way through whatever. Every entry point of data changes the ranking. Follow me so far?
Yes.
This is where I lose some of the coaches sometimes. This particular ranking system, after 3 to 3 weeks of games, 3 to 4 weeks of games, Frank, accurately predicts winners at a 90% clip. So after the first 3 weeks of the season, the Freeman rankings will tell you who's going to win, and it's going to tell you by what the margin is. And the margin might not be at a 90% accurate rate, but it's close to 60%. They'll pick the winner. And they'll pick the winner by the margin of victory. So, states have decided to use Ned Freeman's ratings to seed the playoffs. Follow me so far?
Yes.
And you're on the website right now.
I am on the website right
now. It's fun to do. You can do a lot of things on that website.
It's a very bare bones website, I'll give it that. But it does the job. It does what it's meant to do.
So if you pull up the San Diego section already on CalPreps.com, which has already changed that, HSRatings.com, whatever.
You showed me how to do this yesterday, and I've already forgotten.
National State Power Rankings.
That's right. Yep. Got it.
Scroll down, San Diego section, you can click section. It already has the ratings for every team in San Diego. Lincoln's number one, they got a 52.6 rating. Cathedral Catholic's number two, 50.7. La Costa Canyon's three, 43.2, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so you get the power ranking number. What that tells you is if a 50 team played a 25 team, right, Frank?
Yeah.
The 50 team is expected to beat the 25 team by 25 points. And so what happens in this rating system, that's the margin. Mm-hmm. If you beat that team by the margin or more, up to 3 touchdowns, you get more points. If you don't beat that team by that margin or you lose points. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's the bare bones of the rating system. And now they factor in everybody in the country and they do a strength of schedule. So if you beat a really good team, you're going to get boosted. And every time that team wins, you win, essentially.
Okay.
So it counts for strength of schedule. And it's very much like a,
like college,
the ELO rankings, It's like a basic version of like BCS and all that power rankings and stuff. Football power index, those kind of things. So that's what it does. So what they decided to do is, and the Southern section did this first, they seed the playoffs based on the rankings here. So instead of having a bunch of coaches cuss and discuss about who they think the team is better, they'll just go and spit out all of these numbers and they'll seed it as follows. Mm-hmm. In San Diego, they got rid of divisions. Divisions were mostly for basically enrollment and everything like that. Then they went to how good you are, determine your division before the year. But now you start 1 through 80, whatever it is, and the top 4 teams make the open, and the next 12 make D1, and the next 12 make D2, and so on and so forth. Follow so far?
Yeah. So let me just make sure I do follow. So Cathedral Catholic right now is rating is 50.7.
Correct.
La Costa Canyon is 43.2.
Also correct.
So you would be expected to beat La Costa Canyon by 7.
Correct.
Okay.
Theoretically.
Right. So I got it.
So if you look at those rankings, since there's no divisions, if the season ended today, Lincoln would be the number one seed in the Open, Cathedral would be 2, LCC would be 3, Mission Hills would be 4. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's what they did. So they took the Freeman ratings and they went 1 through whatever. So now with strength of schedule, there are teams that are going to have losing records or not do very well in the grand scheme of things, record-wise, that are going to be ranked higher than teams that might win more games because they played better teams. St. Augustine last year went 0-10. Did you know that?
No.
Saints went 0-10 and won the D3 championship. They went 0-10. They played a bunch of good teams. They got seeded in D3 because that's where they were rating-wise. And then they played a bunch of teams their caliber. They beat up on them, and they won a CIF championship.
How are the divisions classified?
It's just 1 through whatever.
Well, no, I know that. But in Long Island, at least, I know Long Island a little bit more.
One is the highest.
No, it's like Division 1 is you have, I believe it's the most kids in school. It goes by school population.
There's no enrollment in California.
Okay.
Because you want to have teams playing better caliber teams. The argument against that, right, is Cathedral's a small school.
Yeah.
But they don't play like a small school. It's a private school. Do you want Cathedral playing Olympian in the playoffs? Because when I was in high school, we played Olympian in the championship game. It's a little bit of disparity there between Cathedral and Olympian.
Yeah, as far as enrollment. Yeah.
So that's why they don't do enrollment. So they seeded it, everything 1 through whatever. So 64 teams make the playoffs in San Diego. That is because San Diego section in their bylaws have decided 64 teams need to make the playoffs out of the 80-something that they have.
That seems a little 80% ridiculous.
80% of San Diego football teams in the section make the postseason.
That seems like it dilutes the postseason a little bit.
It does. It does dilute the postseason a little bit. So when I told you that St. Augustine went 0-10 and won the championship, you immediately rolled your eyes like, that's ridiculous.
Most people did.
Most people did. But, again, there were 36 teams last year that had a winning record.
Mm.
36 teams last year had a winning record. 64 have to make the playoffs. So all of these extra teams made the playoffs with losing records. And people bitched that Saints made it at 0-10. And they weren't the only team that made it 0-10. There was multiple teams that were 0-10 or 1-9 that made the playoffs because they were better than some of the teams that went 4-6 because they played better competition. So what happened was, is the people of San Diego, either at the BCIF kind of made some comments. There was an article that John Maffey wrote that he, and again, it wasn't John Maffey. He was getting all of the opinions from the coaches. A lot of coaches were like, arguing that Ned Freeman's rankings are stupid. But let me clarify here. When you have 36 teams in San Diego, 36 teams in San Diego have a winning record, but 64 make the playoffs because of the CIS bylaws, is it the rankings of those 64 teams that's the problem? Or is it the problem the fact that they have 64 teams making the postseason?
It's the fact you have 80% of your teams making the playoffs.
Correct. But they blamed Ned Freeman and saying your rankings are all, and everybody blamed the computers because God forbid the computers are right for anything. And it's like, this is ridiculous. Back in our day, we never had these things. And then Ned Freeman, who runs almost all of the country's playoffs.
Is there a money incentive to any of this?
He gets paid.
I mean for the schools to have that many teams in the playoffs.
Now, CIF makes money off the gates for playoffs. The more games, the more money CIF makes.
Now it all makes sense.
Right. So he cut off San Diego section. This is the best rating system in the country to determine the playoffs. It's so accurate, it's ridiculous. He cuts off San Diego because of the article that John Maffey wrote. He gets a little bit too nuts on that with a sense of, he thought it was, there's some conspiracies in there where he said, like, the CIF commissioner and Maffey, you know, conspired to have this article. They're going to blame. It's like, come on, dude. That's not what it is. But 80% of San Diego teams making the playoffs is a major problem. And Ned Freeman didn't want to be involved with, you know, everybody gets a trophy, so he pulls it. And then there's like this infighting, and they had all this infighting going on with CIF and Ned Freeman, where Ned Freeman just took San Diego out of all of his national rankings and said, you guys are on your own, good luck. And then San Diego's section was like doubling down on stuff. So he writes this entire hit piece on the website about, you know, he calls out Joe Hines and he calls out John Maffey. And some of it is true. Some of the, like, behind-the-scenes stuff is utterly ridiculous. I think Ned Freeman's right in the sense that the complaining does not need to go towards his ratings. But I disagree. Yeah, it's CIF is the problem for making so many teams make the postseason. But here's why I will defend CIF. They don't just go, oh, we're going to make all these rules. They get the information from all the coaches that go to their section reps, which is basically their league reps, and then they tell them this is what we want to do. And then they're like, all right, this is what we're going to do. So in all of this craziness, Ned Freeman put up this entire thing on the website about how San Diego section coaches can get the ratings back. Now, that being said, it sounds like they might have held hands and sang kumbaya a little bit. But the headbutting on all of this has been utterly hilarious when it comes to this conspiracy that they put out on hsratings.com, which you can check out online. Do you understand anything that I just said?
No, I do. I do understand it, and thank you for explaining it to me like I was a 5-year-old, because I kind of needed that, because I know next to nothing about high school sports.
So here's your here's the thing. Here's an expert from the deal. San Diego section has the right to put out whatever off. He just goes scorched earth. Whatever awful playoff system they like, but they're not going to get away with blaming someone else for a bad system twice. We've learned our lesson and will not be associated with San Diego section. Quote, in all caps, whatever we have to do to ensure our ratings are not used for seeding and selection of San Diego section teams again. At present, we've taken down and separate the San Diego section ratings pages to make it a little harder for them to use the ratings. But after they appear to have doubled down by posting in April that they're planning to use our system as of last year, we're left with no choice but to also remove San Diego section teams from California and national ratings pages, as well as league pages and other pages ratings appear on, to ensure the ratings aren't misused again this season. This obviously is not what's best for everyone, and want to be clear, we haven't done that yet. This is where we could use some help. We've heard from dozens of San Diego section coaches who would really like to be able to see the ratings, but we need to protect ourselves from another unprovoked attack by the San Diego section, and not allowing them to do so is our only path forward, unless until section office announces a different playoff plan that doesn't involve our site. Here's where you come in, coaches. Please let the section office know that you'd like the San Diego section ratings to be visible, like the whole rest of the country. Encourage them to publicly announce the new playoffs plan that doesn't involve us, so that we can restore the ratings for San Diego.
So basically what the article is saying here is that they are going to take the rating system down for the section. However, they have not done it yet because they're still trying to work something out.
They're threatening to do that.
Okay.
Essentially. To be the only section in the United States to not use this rating system because we blame them for having 80% of the teams in high school football in San Diego make the playoffs is utterly ridiculous.
You know what I've always heard? I've always heard that taking away the Golden Goose really, really helps you out long run.
Yeah.
Like this is just, again, it's cutting off your nose to spite your face at this point.
That is the latest. It sounds like they might have reached a deal. So hopefully that is the case. But for all the high school football people out there, which there are a lot, that listen to our show, that is the latest update that we have. When we come back, Padres baseball. Recapping the first half, plus we need a contestant for the Midday Sports Standoff. If you can take me down in sports trivia, you will qualify for a chance to win our grand prize. Celebrate summer with a spa and pool getaway at Resorts World Las Vegas, home of the largest elevated pool complex on the Strip. You will receive a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas. Dine poolside at one of our five unique pool experiences and experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Awana Spa, one of the largest co-ed spa facilities in Las Vegas. To book your summer stay, please visit the rwlasvegas.com. We continue on the Brayden Spread Show on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There's so much to discuss today on the Brayden Soprano Show, especially on Thursdays. We like to mix in some other sports. We're going to dive all into Padres baseball in the 1 o'clock hour to finish up the show today. Also got our lunchtime hour bite down that we'll get to in the 1 o'clock hour.
We should probably hold that off until tomorrow. What do you think?
We could.
We
could table that for tomorrow instead of rushing through it today. But we do got to get to our midday sports standoff.
That we do.
Welcome to Midday Sports Standoff on the Brayden Soprenant Show.
I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
The ultimate head-to-head battle where sports knowledge and quick thinking collide.
No, that's not good. Are you kidding me, Miss?
Contestants will go toe-to-toe with Brayden in a sports trivia deal where every correct answer brings them closer to victory.
Down the sideline! Wow! Unbelievable!
But three strikes and it's game over.
This is not Detroit, man! This is the Super Bowl!
Can you outsmart Brayden? The Midday Sports Standoff starts now.
All right, Frank, who we got playing today?
Today we have Jeremy in San Diego. Jeremy, how you doing today, bud?
Pretty good. Just working, enjoying the sun.
Attaboy. All right, so today's topic is only five answers. Five possible answers for this topic. There are five teams in Major League Baseball that play in a stadium. Can you name them? So basically,
are we naming the stadium name or are we naming the
team? No, you can name, if you don't know the team, if you don't know the team name, if you don't know the name of the stadium, you can just say the team name.
So basically,
it would be like, let's just take the Chargers, for example. It'd be Chargers Stadium. That's what you're looking for. So teams that play in a stadium. Jeremy, you have the first crack.
Like their names in the stadium name? Like
no,
just the team name.
Yeah, just the team name. Yeah.
Okay. The Giants? Okay.
Oh, you're kind of confused? Okay.
No, I got an answer for him.
We'll give you that. Okay. So, like I said, if it's the Chargers, they play at Charger Stadium. I know they don't.
Okay, I get you now. Go ahead.
All right, so go ahead.
Los Angeles Dodgers play at Dodger Stadium.
I was explaining it to him so he understood. He
was
supposed to get
answer.
The answer back.
I was giving my answer.
He was supposed to get the first crack at it, Braden.
There's only
Jesus.
Five. There's only five.
There's only five. It's good.
Go ahead, Jeremy. Next one.
Rangers?
No, that is Globe Life Park.
The Kansas City Royals play at Kauffman Stadium.
You're going to wipe the board clean.
Go ahead, Jeremy. You still have two strikes left.
Let's see. I will go... Dang, I'm blanking on these guys. Let's take a shot in the dark. The Astros? Are they at stadium?
It used to be called the Juice Box.
Daikin Park.
Yeah.
Braden.
The Halos play at Angel Stadium.
Yep. Jeremy. Got to save
some
face
here. I'm drawing a blank on this one. So we're going to go with the Rays. No, they're not either. We're going with the Rays, yeah.
No, unfortunately not, and that is three strikes and out. Braden?
Yankee Stadium.
Yes.
Last one? Busch Stadium.
Yes.
Number three.
For the St. Louis Cardinals. So there you go. There are the five, and we will have a new topic for tomorrow.
Topics I'm very good at. Stupid things like that in college sports. Ones I'm not good at. Baseball stats. Don't get in the weeds with it. Oh, who currently leads in home runs? Never going to win it. Just never going to win.
But those are easier to look up, though.
Those are easier to look up for fans as they play.
And trust me, guys, we may still give you the prize.
We know when you are
looking it up.
We know. I was screaming at Tony and Scraby. Because Chris's Fantabulous Game Show is kind of the same.
I did really well on Chris's Fantabulous Game Show when I filled in when you were in Italy.
I was destroying the last category that they did. You hear their category on Tuesday?
No.
Oh, you would kill it on this one.
What was it?
The top 25 most popular auto brands in America.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would have destroyed that.
Now, I'll take... Granted, I was stuck in traffic, so it's a lot easier for me to see. But I'm screaming at the radio.
Gee, I don't know.
For
Toyota.
Number three, because I was driving. Chevy. They couldn't get Chevy. They were just blanking on Chevy. I told both of these guys this already, so I'm not like throwing them under the bus. I was screaming Chevrolet. I was screaming it. And then Chris goes through the list. Chevy's number three, and Tony's like, oh, I drive an Impala. I don't know why I didn't say that. He even drives the car.
Gee, Toyota, like the guy I'm stuck behind, move!
They started to get too technical. Scraby said a sob.
A sob?
When is the last time, Frank, you saw a sob driving around?
I think sob is out of business. Hold on.
DeLorean? DeLorean Motor Company?
Saab has been out of business for 14 years.
I was going to say, dude, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen that car in like 20 years. It makes sense now. They've been out of business for 14 of them. Padres trade deadline recap in the first half when we come back of the Braden Suprenant Show on sending us number one sports station sending our nice up to the fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP at BSURP. On Twitter/X, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. Thanks again for listening. I'll catch you guys next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.